Hi again. Welcome to Telesales and Prospecting Success. I'm Art Subcheck. Today, when purse strings are tight, people are cutting costs, and everybody's looking to cut corners wherever they can, I'm sure that you're getting requests to drop your price, do a little bit better, sharpen up your pencil. Well, here's something that's pretty important. A dollar in cash money or credit that you give away is always a dollar of lost profit. That's pretty important when you put it in the context of price objections, negotiations, and concessions, and also special offers and discounts and incentives to purchase. Now, with that context in mind, here's another piece of wisdom. The perception of the value of what you give away is in the mind of the receiver, and that can be greater than its price tag. All right, well, what does all this mean? Well, let's take a printer who had missed a deadline date for an order with me, and it caused me inconvenience. In the past, I've had printers who knocked something off the price when they screwed up. Instead, this one apologized profusely, and she recovered with this. Well, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to run 20% more than you ordered, no charge. And the next time you do a black and white printing job like this, I'll throw in a second basic color at no charge. Now, if she would have knocked $100 off the bill, that would have cost her $100. I imagine she probably has to do at least $400 worth of business to make $100 net profit. Instead, she offered to give me 20% more than what I ordered, which cost her very little since she probably ran 10% more than what I ordered anyway and would have just wasted that. And her additional cost was essentially just for the paper. As for the second color on the next job, not only is that a clever way to ensure future business, kind of like having a gift certificate, who hasn't made a shopping trip to redeem it even if we didn't need anything and bought more, right? But it also had a high perceived value to me because it's something that I normally pay for. Her only cost is to run the job through the press a second time. And for the colored ink, which she'd likely have on the press for another job anyway. So again, much less than the perceived dollar value. Now think of how you might be able to use these ideas to avoid giving away dollars in cash and persuade people to buy or buy more quickly. First, understand what's important to them. Of course, all selling gets back to this. Money often takes a back seat to other priorities. For example, if you're in a price negotiation, you also know the buyer is under a time crunch, you could offer quicker delivery instead. Next, give product instead of dollars. Instead of dropping price, throw in some additional products. Give them something they're not buying from you now. It gives them the opportunity to try something out, which could lead to future sales of that product. This also works great if they're a reseller. They can then make a profit from what you give them. Also, the actual retail price of the product could be much greater than the concession or discount they want, but your actual cost is lower. Next, offer services. How many people do you know who buy extended warranties and then actually take advantage of all the free services that come with them? Sounds valuable at the time of purchase, but probably a very low redemption rate by customers. So what can you offer that is high perceived value, high margin, and low redemption? Finally, think about cross promotions. One of the discount stock brokers offered 10,000 frequent flyer miles from one of the major airlines to open up a brokerage account with them. Every party in that transaction wins there. So get creative and don't give away those hard-earned dollars. Because again, every dollar you give away is a dollar of pure profit. Until next time, I'm Art Subcheck.